Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is the start of the week, Monday, August 25th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. We have a solar radiation storm that began yesterday, and we are in solar storm one conditions, which is actually minor, but we are creeping up, which I'll talk about in a moment. We've also had two M-class flares in the last couple of hours here. And we'll talk about that. So that was an M4.5. So I would just say simply this, just to start off, if you're feeling a little bit rocked yesterday, and actually even starting on Friday, you know, these are the types of things that they'll creep in, and it's probably a poor choice of words. They'll just slowly come in, and before you know it, you know, you're asking yourself, okay, well, what is it? What's going on? Is it this or is it that? Is it me? Is it space weather? And then sometimes we don't always have the immediate answer. Sometimes it takes a couple of days to figure that out. And so, yes, yesterday, let's just talk about that for a moment. If you suddenly felt hungry, impossibly tired, meaning fatigue just came out of nowhere for you, and if you were able to rest, maybe that helped you to reset a little bit. But if you couldn't rest, well, maybe that was a problem. Maybe that bothered you and that impacted your mood. For some of you that could rest, maybe that provided a bit of a nice reset for you. So yes, we are in this radiation storm. We're currently at 70 is what's called a proton flux. And so, like I said, we're on the higher side of a minor storm and the lower side of a moderate storm because we're at 75. If we get near 100, that's considered a moderate storm. So a little bit about solar radiation. These are energetic protons. They can penetrate satellites, astronauts that are in space, electronic circuits, and DNA. Ironically, and during extreme storms, pilots and people at higher latitudes can be more impacted. When these energetic protons collide with the atmosphere, they actually ionize the atoms and molecules, and then they create free electrons. So these electrons then create a layer near the bottom of the ionosphere that can absorb high-frequency radio waves, which can actually knock out communications. And I'm sure some of you are asking, well, what about me? What about me here on Earth? Can that impact me here on Earth? You know, so there's not a lot of good research. Once again, you know, it says, yes, it can impact you if you're in space or higher latitudes. And I'm just going to simply say it probably is impacting us in ways that, again, we don't entirely understand. And I'll make a relationship in a moment to some of the things that we saw in the Schumann, you know, but physically, can that impact us? If it can affect DNA, can that impact and affect our DNA as we're just, you know, here on Earth? I'm going to say probably. But again, I don't have research for that, and I will work to see if I can find some different things for you in the upcoming days. But I do have some advice, and I will put that at the towards the end of the wisdom drop. So talking about these flares, we had an M4.5 that was at 5:24 UTC today. So those of us in the Northern Hemisphere overnight, that would have been overnight for us here in the United States. And that also came from the northeast limb. And so you're going to hear a lot about this today. And this is the largest flare that we've had in the last 24 hours. And you can see these M classes are becoming a little bit more regular now than what we had previously. We also had an M1.0 at 9:07 UTC this morning, and that was from Area 4191. There was a notable C9.9 at 8:55 UTC. So you can see we've had some activity in this overnight for us. And that northeast limb, we now have new magnetically active regions. So there's a lot of activity that's coming from this northeast limb right now. So we had a total of 17 flares. So flares are up, and a plethora of other flares that are on that northeast limb. So there's just lots of activity there. And yes, I wouldn't even just say that's something that we're paying attention to. I would just say there's a lot of activity. There's probably going to be more. So I think that we should just plan for it. We have 8 active regions now facing Earth for sunspots. 4191 actually grew larger, and we've got some new ones, 4196, 4197, with a little bit more complexity. I'm going to call it, it's a sunspot party right now. It's like people, you know, we've got more of these sunspot intelligences that are joining in the mix right now and wondering what this party has for us here on Earth. We shall see. The solar wind, it had eased yesterday between 375 to 400. I just checked and we're currently at 431. So basically it's gone up, and it was expected to do so because there is a coronal hole high speed stream that's expected to come in, elevate these conditions both today and tomorrow. And so I do think that we're seeing some elevation right now. The interplanetary magnetic field is still at low levels once again. So we've got that. And again, with the solar radiation storm, I think we're feeling this. I know we're feeling this. I wonder if you are. The KP, the geomagnetic activity to the planet, was quiet yesterday between 1 and 2. And the forecast for today, we can expect to see unsettled to active conditions and the possibility of a G1 storm. Okay, so where's that one coming from? Where's that geomagnetic possible storm coming from? It's coming from that high-speed solar wind. So, you know, if you notice, again, what I see and notice is just an uptick in physical energy with people when these G1 storms happen. And we don't entirely know if we're going to get it, but again, it's just a little bit more enhancement that you see happening and going on around you. So just, you know, pay attention to that within yourself and around you. And the Schumann, well, the Schumann was out and now it's back. And so now we're backtracking on a couple of days of activity. The 23rd of of August, there was multiple sustained white spikes. So that was very abundant on the 23rd. The 24th, we saw these moderate spikes. And the 25th, basically the last 10 hours, this intense, consistent spiking across a little bit more than half of those frequencies. So there's a good chance, like I said, that you're feeling this, and it does correspond with these high protons from the solar radiation storm. So, you know, we're seeing what could be a relationship between the two. It looks pretty probable. We never want to say, oh, this is definitely this or definitely that, because, you know, these measurements give us some indication, but it's never completely conclusive. Again, this is why we do this, because what is going on in your body? What's happening within you? You're not losing your mind. You're not crazy. There's probably nothing really entirely wrong with you. You're feeling these intense, enormous, I would say multi-energetic and active events right now. And so that brings us to the forecast in our summary. Our M-class flare, we are at 45% for the day. X-class is at 5%. We've got this incoming solar wind and this G1 storm. And so that's what we can expect today. So kind of getting back to what I was saying. So we've got a multi-level things happening. And because of that, there is a lot that's happening. There's a lot that's processing within us right now. And I always believe that we just have to move with those energies of the day. As we feel inspired to do that, that's literally using the wisdom of these different energies that are coming into us right now, because there really is so much. It's like there's the solar, different forms of solar energy that we're experiencing. So it's not just one type, you know, we've got different forms of the solar energy. We also have how it's impacting us here on Earth, how it's impacting the ionosphere, and how that's actually hitting our bodies, our physical bodies, our emotional bodies, our spiritual bodies, our energetic bodies. So there's a lot that's happening and going on. How this may impact you. So that cup of coffee that you typically have in the morning, maybe it doesn't go down so well today. That burger or fry that you think that you can eat today may not go down so well today. it seems that being able to eat more clean, being able to eat food that our bodies can digest much more easily is a wise thing to do on days like this. If you feel tired, rest. If you possibly can. If you need space, get it. So there is this interaction that's occurring within our bodies right now, and we want to pay attention to that, especially on days like today. It's okay to ask for whatever it is that you need to get that space for whatever it is that you need, and to possibly help somebody if they need something. Maybe they're not doing so well today. So a little bit of extra care, a little bit of extra caution and concern, I think is always a good thing to do. So the last thing I will bring up before we get into our wisdom drop is, remember I was talking about those calm days? Remember we had calm days just a little while ago? It just shows how quickly things can shift and change here on the planet and within our bodies. So just a memory point from one bookend to the other right now as we are in these more active conditions, these multi-energetic active conditions. And our wisdom drop for the day. Well, there really does seem to be this feedback and feed-forward mechanism and communication that's well in play right now as it relates to your intentions and what you would like to see happen. Do you feel like you are in charge of your consciousness, or do you feel like you're more reactionary? And so, why that is important is because, and I will attach a link to the book on here. So, there's research that I did along with other colleagues, and it was published in 2018, and it was called Beyond UFOs: The Science of Consciousness and Contact. And it was 5,000 contactees from across the world. And we asked them a series of questions. And one of the things that is most memorable to me is people said that when the planet starts to shift, it's going to be really important for what you're feeling, how conscious you are of what you're putting out there for your intentions, and what will come back to you. And I'm seeing that when there's this great interplay between the Earth and the Sun, and there's this high charge that's going back and forth. There's a lot of people that are very reactionary because they're not in charge of themselves in this process, right? Like they're not a player in this process. And as a result, they can get pulled into situations that are not so great for them. And if we have the capacity to manage our emotions, to be conscious about what we're doing, that we're not a slave to our impulses or a slave to whatever's upsetting us, that we can actually be conscious that the universe does respond to that. Well, basically, it's responding to both. It's responding to if you are a hothead and choose to act that way in that moment. And it's responding to if you ask for something, it's hearing, it's listening, it's responding, it's conscious with us. So that's the wisdom drop for the day. These feedback and feed-forward mechanisms, this communication is well in play. Do you feel like you're in charge of your consciousness, or do you feel reactionary? Thank you. Remember, you are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos, and we'll see you tomorrow.